fellas, back on the Boss Man Show. New Mexico Lobos head coach Richard Pitino, Mountain West Conference. Coach Pitino, how's it been out in Albuquerque, the great city out there in New Mexico, man? How's it been going with you guys, man?
You know what? It's been great. I mean, I hadn't spent a lot of time here before, so I'm on day 9, and it's just been so cool getting to know everybody, driving around, seeing it. It's beautiful. I mean, surrounded by mountains. You could tell it's a growing city. There's a lot of cool spots. So I every night I try to pick a different spot to go to eat because it's just me right now. My family's back home in Minnesota, but the people are unbelievable. I mean, they absolutely love college basketball.
Yes, indeed. And tell us about that. Coming to New Mexico, a story program. They have a brand out there in the Mountain West Conference. So what about this university in Albuquerque really said to you, hey, let me make my move and go here and coach this team and coach this conference, this great city, for this great university going forward?
Well, I think you made the point that, you know, it's the class of the Mountain West. It has been, you know, and there's a lot of programs that have been very, very good in this great basketball conference. And this conference needs New Mexico to be good. You know, I mean, they've had so many unbelievable years. The fan base is dying for it. So I wanted to be at a place that wanted to win championships. And, you know, when the New Mexico opportunity came about, I was able to speak to the athletic director, Eddie Nunez. And it's very, very important that when you take a job, you see what the expectations are with the people that are in charge and that they're in alignment with you. And we're both on the same page there. I mean, we want to build to get to the top of the Mountain West. It's going to take some time, but we feel like New Mexico should be a program that's fighting for championships every year.
And coach, you said something so key. Have alignment with the president, the AD, and the basketball coach. It's so key because one of those cars get off the train tracks here, you're screwed. So just talk about the key having an administration that supports you and aligns with your vision, because I know that's really key when you have to come and do a rebuild job as you do it here in New Mexico right now.
Very important. You know, I was at Minnesota and had 8 great years, but I had 3 different athletic directors. I had 2 different presidents. I had 3 different football coaches. You know, if you can get some continuity, you know, with the people that are in charge and they understand what your vision is and they understand where we're trying to go, great things can happen. You know, I mean, we're trying to flip this thing, you know, and you can't do it alone. You know, you've got to have people who are in your corner fighting for you. And certainly President Stokes, Eddie Nunez, Dave Williams, everybody that I've met with, we're not going to be able to do this alone. And they certainly want to be along for the ride with us.
And definitely, like you said, and as you said, Coach, for you now, you got here early now in the spring so you can evaluate your players, evaluate what you have, where you need to go and get, where you need to recruit high school guys, JUCO guys that are going to the portal. So talk about being here early as you are now to have a success to land before everything kind of goes crazy here after the tournament's over.
Yeah, I mean, college basketball and college sports in general is evolving. I mean, I think that the whole world is trying to figure out how to come out of COVID, right? I mean, because at some point, knock on wood, we are going to go to normal life again. And there's going to be a different model. You're seeing the transfer portal is blowing up to numbers it's never, ever been before. And so, you know, you can get some really good players late. But I think there's a lot of uncertainty. Will the one-time transfer rule go into effect right away? Will there be COVID waivers to people playing right away? You know, so a lot of unknowns, a lot of unknowns, but a lot of really good players looking for a new home, and hopefully that new home is New Mexico.
Yes, indeed. And like you said, Coach, you know, I talk about this for the guys who are on your roster right now, building that bond with those young men, because a lot of some coaches talk about these aren't my guys. But when you take the job, they're your guys now, you know? So how's that been these 9 days getting to know these young men on who you have right now on the roster?
I told the guys, I said, you know, there was probably a 2 to 3 week period where they knew that there was going to be a new basketball coach. They could have left. When I had a team meeting 3 days ago, they did not have to show up. All they had to do was walk down to compliance, put their name in the transfer portal. They showed up. So they are my guys, you know, and it's very, very important for them to understand that, you know, I'm your coach now. I want to get to know you. I want to get to know what you're all about. I want to work our butts off on the court with you, make you better. You know, so they chose here to play for a different coach. And I got to make sure they understand that just because I didn't recruit them doesn't mean that I don't want to make them better. And I don't want what's best for them. So it's a really good group of kids. I mean, they've been through a lot. You know, they weren't able to play games at home. They were all over the country. They got a new coaching staff that we're trying to put together. But, you know, the mission doesn't change. I mean, whoever we do bring in here, whoever's in that locker room, we're going to do everything we possibly can to build a championship program, a championship culture, and do it together. Everything we do is going to be about the team.
Exactly, Coach. Having that we mentality is so important because when guys are about each other and the team, that's so much better to be around and come to work every day, come to practice, get in the workouts, because you don't want to have a guy on your team that's going to have cancer, going to bring you down. So talk about your program, building this program. What's going to be the key pillars for you as you build this program in New Mexico going forward?
Well, we do live in an individualistic society, you know, because of your cell phone, right? And because of social media and because of the transfer portal. I mean, it's unique and it's evolving. It is important that you understand what the players' goals are and you do your very, very best, because you know what the bottom line is, they all want to play professionally. They do. But it's got to be crystal clear. If you come to New Mexico, it's what's best for the team first, because what's best for the team is going to make you a better player. If you play in a locker room full of individuals, you're not going to be as good of a player. But if everybody is in alignment, like we talked about before, you can do special things. And the better your team is, the better you look, the more eyeballs are going to be on you, the more, you know, great opportunities to play on national TV, and then you're known. So everything that we talk about is going to be about that standard, that championship standard, about, you know, just all being together, holding each other accountable, being on the same page. I talk a lot about your actions individually will either unite or divide the team. And the more and more that we can be together, we will continue to be united. And then you can do great things.
Most definitely. And constantly, Coach Pacino, tell us about the Mountain West of the Conference. I know you got some great guys in the league, some great teams, you know, some from top to bottom, no easy outs in that conference. My buddy Nico Medved and Craig Smith over there at Utah State, Jeff Linder, a lot of guys. It's a tough, tough league. Tell us about top to bottom, the quality of coaching and the quality of player in this league as we build it out going forward.
Yeah, I mean, getting to know it more and more. I mean, you think about the amount of draft picks they've had. You know, they had four teams in the postseason. They could have four teams in the NCAA tournament. They were that close. I've known Craig. I've known Nico, you know, back in the Minnesota days. Terrific, terrific coaches. You know, Wyoming's doing a great job. We certainly are going to fight our butts off to get back atop the Mountain West. UNLV will certainly fight their butts off to get back. So, you know, and obviously San Diego State has been the class of the league. So there's been some great players. There's been some great programs and some terrific coaches. So, but that's the fun of it. You know, that was the beauty of being in the Big Ten. I mean, you had opportunities to get 9-10 teams into the postseason. And the better your conference is, it's better for everybody because, you know, your strength of schedule is better and puts you in a better position. So great coaches, great players, and some storied programs.
And for you, Coach, about your team, when people watch your team play this year, what do you want them to kind of get from watching you take? What's the most get from you? We want to be these guys play hard. They're together. They're connected. They're about the Lobos only. So what do you want people to take away from watching your team play this year going forward?
Well, I think exactly what you said. I mean, if you're rebuilding a program, which we certainly are, you got to establish that you better play hard. You better play together. You better play disciplined. Play for each other. You know, we've got to. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do, but you know what? We're very, very excited about it. And I think my goal is, and it started this week, is just getting them to understand the standard on the court. Like when you walk in here, it's an opportunity for New Mexico to get better. And it's an opportunity for you to get better. And then when we start doing team stuff, understanding that it better be really, really hard to beat New Mexico. That's the goal. It better be very, very hard to get an offensive rebound because you're getting hit. It's got to be really hard to screen New Mexico. That's got to be the goal. So it's got to be built on toughness. It's got to be built on togetherness, intelligence, and discipline.
Last one for you, Coach. Your time being a coach and coming to Atlanta, what is your favorite thing about the city of Atlanta? And what is your favorite food place here as well?
Well, there's so many good food places in Atlanta. It's hard to say. I mean, there's been some great Final Fours that, you know, I've been able to go to there. I think the Buckhead area, I mean, it is hard to top some of the restaurants there. So that's always a fun trip. You know what, when I was an assistant coach and working in Florida and it was like, hey, who wants to go to Atlanta to go recruit this weekend? It was me. One of my best players out of Minnesota was Nate Mason out of Atlanta. And I loved going on recruiting trips there. So special city. I know they love basketball. They love all their sports. And it's we can't wait to get back there.
Coach, you come from the Lake Point or the Peach Jam, let me know, Coach. We'll go get something in Buckhead for real. I love Buckhead. Twin Peaks and Buckhead is a great place for me. I love to go there. I love Peachtree Street, Gray Street. I love it, man. So when you come to town, please let's connect for real, Coach. Let's get together, man, and have some fun together.
I'll look you up for sure. Hopefully, Peach Jam will be up and running again soon, and we can get back there, and I'll look you up.
Don't die, Coach. Coach, thank you for your time, man, and be blessed. And go Lobos, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach. You be good now.
You too.
All right.